The Passion of Christ, taken from the dramatized version of Matthew's Gospel. Jesus is anointed. Jesus was in Bethany, at the house of Simon, a man who suffered from leprosy. While Jesus was eating, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar full of very expensive perfume, which she poured over his head. The disciples saw this and became angry.
Why all this waste?
This perfume could have been sold for a large amount and the money given to the poor.
Jesus knew what they were saying.
Why are you bothering this woman? It is a fine and beautiful thing she has done for me. You will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. What she did was to pour this perfume on my body and to get me ready for burial. What she has done will be told in memory of her.
Judas agrees to betray Jesus. Then, one of the 12, the one named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief of priests and asked,
"What would you give me if I betray Jesus to you?"
They counted out 30 silver coins and gave them to him. From then on, Judas was looking for a good chance to hand Jesus over to them. Jesus eats the Passover meal. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus.
"Where do you want us to get the Passover meal ready for you?"
"Go to a certain man in the city and tell him, 'The teacher says my hour has come. My disciples and I will celebrate the Passover at your house.'"
The disciples did as Jesus had told them and prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, Jesus and the 12 disciples sat down to eat. During the meal, Jesus said,
"I tell you, one of you will betray me."
The disciples were very upset and began to ask him, one after the other,
"Surely you don't mean me.
One who dips his bread in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man will die as the scriptures say he will. But how terrible for that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would have been better for that man if he had never been born."
Judas, the traitor, spoke up,
"Surely, teacher, you don't mean me."
"So you say."
The Lord's Supper. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples. He said,
"Take and eat. This is my body."
Then he took the cup, gave thanks to God, and offered it to them. He said,
"Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said to his disciples,
"This very night, all of you will run away and leave me. For the scripture says, 'God will kill the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I am raised to life, I will go to Galilee ahead of you."
Peter spoke up,
"I will never leave you, even though all the rest do."
"I tell you that before the cock crows twice tonight, you will say 3 times that you do not know me."
"I will never say that, even if I have to die with you."
And all the other disciples said the same thing. Jesus prays in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
He took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee. Grief and anguish came over him.
"The sorrow in my heart is so great it almost crushes me. Stay here and keep watch with me."
He went on a little farther, threw himself face downwards on the ground and prayed,
"My Father, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want."
Then he returned to the 3 disciples and found them asleep. And he said to Peter,
"How is it that you 3 were not able to keep watch with me even for 1 hour? Keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Once more, Jesus went away and prayed,
"My Father, if this cup of suffering cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done."
He returned once more and found the disciples asleep. They could not keep their eyes open. Again, Jesus left them, went away and prayed a 3rd time, saying the same words. Then he returned to the disciples.
Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to the power of sinful men. Get up! Let us go. Look, here is the man who is betraying me.
Jesus was still speaking when Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived. With him was a large crowd, armed with clubs and swords, and sent by the chief priests and the elders. The traitor had given the crowd a signal.
The man I kiss is the one you want. Arrest him.
Judas went straight to Jesus, saying,
Peace be with you, teacher.
And he kissed him. Then they came up, arrested Jesus, and held him tight. One of those who were with Jesus drew his sword and struck it at the high priest's slave, cutting off his ear. Jesus said to him,
Put your sword back in its place. All who take the sword will die by the sword. Don't you know that I could call on my Father for help, and at once he would send me more than 12 armies of angels? But in that case, how could the scriptures come true, which say that this is what must happen?
Then all the disciples left him and ran away. Jesus before the council. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to the house of Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had gathered together. Peter followed from a distance, as far as the courtyard, and sat down with the guards to see how it would all come out. The chief priests and the whole council tried to find some false evidence against Jesus to put him to death, but they could not find any, even though many people came forward and told lies about him. Finally, two men stepped up and said,
This man said, I'm able to tear down God's temple, and 3 days later, build it up again.
The high priest stood up and said to Jesus,
Have you no answer to this accusation against you?
But Jesus kept quiet. Again, the high priest spoke to him.
In the name of the living God, I now put you on oath. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God.
Jesus answered,
So you say. But I tell all of you, from this time on you will all see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the Almighty and coming on the clouds of heaven.
At this, the high priest tore his robes.
Blasphemy! We don't need any more witnesses. You have just heard his blasphemy. What do you think?
He is guilty. He must die.
Then they spat on his face and beat him, saying,
Prophesy for us, Messiah.
Guess who hit you?
Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard when one of the high priest's servant girls came to him.
You too were with Jesus of Galilee.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He went on out to the entrance of the courtyard. Another servant girl saw him and said to the men there,
He was with Jesus of Nazareth.
Again, Peter denied it.
I swear that I don't know the man.
After a little while, the men standing there came to Peter.
Of course you are one of them. After all, the way you speak gives you away.
I swear that I am telling the truth. May God punish me if I am not. I do not know the man.
Just then a cock crowed, and Peter remembered what Jesus had told him. Before the cock crows, you will say 3 times that you do not know me. And he went out and wept bitterly. Jesus is brought before Pilate. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders made their plans against Jesus. They put him in chains, led him off, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him.
Are you the king of the Jews?
Jesus answered,
So you say.
Pilate questioned him again.
Don't you hear all these things they accuse you of?
But Jesus refused to answer, with the result that the governor was greatly surprised. At every Passover festival, the Roman governor was in the habit of setting free any one prisoner the crowd asked for. At that time, there was a well-known prisoner named Barabbas. So when the crowd gathered, Pilate asked them,
Which one do you want me to set free for you, Barabbas or Jesus called the Messiah?
He knew very well that the Jewish authorities had handed Jesus over to him because they were jealous. While Pilate was sitting in the judgment hall, his wife sent him a message.
Have nothing to do with that innocent man. In a dream last night, I suffered much on account of him.
The chief priests and elders persuaded the crowd to ask Pilate to set Barabbas free and have Jesus put to death. But Pilate asked the crowd,
Which one of these two do you want me to set free for you?
Barabbas!
What then shall I do with Jesus called the Messiah?
Crucify him!
What crime has he committed?
Crucify him!
When Pilate saw that it was no use to go on, but that a riot might break out, he took some water and washed his hands in front of the crowd.
I am not responsible for the death of this man. This is your doing.
Then Pilate set Barabbas free for them, and after he had had Jesus whipped, he handed him over to be crucified. Pilate's soldiers took Jesus into the governor's palace. They stripped off his clothes and put a scarlet robe on him. Then they made a crown out of thorny branches and placed it on his head and put a stick in his right hand. Then they knelt before him and began to mock him.
Long live the King of the Jews!
They spat on him and took the stick and hit him over the head. When they had finished mocking him, they took off his robe and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. As they were going, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine mixed with a bitter substance, but after tasting it, he would not drink it. They crucified him and divided his clothes among them by throwing dice. After that, they sat there and watched him. Above his head, they put the written notice of the accusation against him. This is Jesus, King of the Jews. They crucified two bandits with Jesus, one on his right and the other on his left. People passing by shook their heads and hurled insults at Jesus.
Save yourself if you are God's son.
Come on down from the cross.
Even the bandits who had been crucified with him insulted him in the same way. At noon, the whole country was covered with darkness, which lasted for 3 hours. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice,
Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, my God, why did you abandon me?
Some people standing there heard him and said, he is calling for Elijah. One of them ran up at once, took a sponge, soaked it in cheap wine, put it on the end of a stick and tried to make him drink it. But the other said, wait, let us see if Elijah is coming to save him. Jesus again gave a loud cry and breathed his last. Then the curtain hanging in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When the army officer who was watching Jesus saw the earthquake and everything else that happened, he was terrified and said,
truly, this was the Son of God.